Welcome to the Deep Dive. Our mission is, as always, simple. We take that huge stack of sources you send us, we find the core insights, and we deliver the knowledge you need to be up to speed instantly. Today, we are diving into, well, one of the biggest headaches in talent management, really, employee onboarding.
Oh, absolutely.
Whether you're growing fast, you're managing a remote team, or you're just, you know, trying to get away from that old binder and spreadsheet method, bringing someone new on board it's messy. Often it's just chaotic.
It is. So today we're looking at sources that detail an independent, European-based, open-source platform. It's called Chief Onboarding.
Right.
And this dive is all about understanding how a really tailored step-by-step process can replace that classic information dump we've all experienced. We're talking about moving from just processing paperwork to actually designing the employee's first experience.
A much better approach. And before we get into it, we want to thank the supporter of this deep dive, SafeServer. They handle the hosting for this kind of complex, open source software and can support you in your digital transformation. You can find more info at www.safeserver.de.
Okay, let's unpack this. The sources start by laying out the core problem. Onboarding is this massive cross-departmental issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's HR, IT, the manager, even the buddy they assign to the new person. When all those parts are working in silos, the new hire is the one who suffers. So what's the big fundamental shift this kind of platform offers?
It's a shift from chaos to a structured journey. And what's really fascinating here is the concept they use called blueprints.
Blueprints, okay.
Yeah, so instead of starting from zero every single time, an administrator can build an entire onboarding workflow in just a few minutes. It's all done on a simple drag-and-drop timeline.
So you're taking the mental load off the admin team.
Exactly. The sources mention structuring the process for managers, HR, IT, those buddies, and the new hires. This collaboration seems to be the key. So the system is organizing all those moving parts.
It is. A blueprint is just. You add it to a new hire, and they are basically ready to start. It's about structuring all the necessary steps, from HR paperwork to getting that IT account provisioned, all in one single place.
And one detail you mentioned that I think is crucial to flag right at the top.
Go on.
The platform is completely independent, European-based, and open source.
Yes. And that is a huge differentiator from so many of the proprietary solutions out there. It speaks to control and privacy, which we'll definitely get into later.
For sure. But here's where it gets really interesting for me, and that's for the new hire themselves.
Right. The person actually going through it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because often those first few weeks are just this overwhelming flood of information. How does a system like this actually manage that information overload?
This brings up a really important question about timing. The sources highlight a feature called sequences.
Sequences.
Yeah. Instead of just dumping everything at once, the system uses what you could call drip feeding for the to-do items.
Okay. So it trickles the information out.
Precisely. And these items trigger in one of two ways. Either based on a specific time or date, or, and this is the really smart part, only after the previous to-do item has been completed.
So that sequential delivery avoids that feeling of overwhelm the sources talk about. You only see the next step.
You got it.
So what kind of items are new hires actually seeing in this journey? Is it just a checklist?
No, it's a lot more than that. It's all designed to get them up to speed quickly. First, you've got pre-boarding.
So preparing them before their first day?
Exactly. Then you have the standard to-do items, you know, for tracking tasks and forms. But you also have resources and courses. This lets them search knowledge bases and complete training modules.
Okay, that makes sense.
And to keep them motivated, there are badges, rewarding them for completion. And maybe most importantly for remote teams, structured introductions to connect them with their colleagues.
So it's not just a task list. It's actually using motivation and timing to make the whole process smoother. The sources also mentioned templates.
Right. The ability to reuse items you've already created.
Which is a huge time saver for HR teams, I imagine.
A massive time saver.
Yeah.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the whole platform is really built for maximum flexibility and administrative control. It offers some really extensive customization.
What kind of customization are we talking about here?
It's pretty deep. They can change color schemes, logos, email layouts. You can even use your own domain.
So no one would even know the company is using Chief Onboarding.
That's the goal. It adapts completely to the company's style.
And how does the new hire actually access all this?
They get a choice. They can use a full-fledged dashboard on the web or, and this is great for remote teams, they could use the custom Slack bot.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Both methods give you all the features. It can be used on their own. The Slack bot is great because it just keeps the new hire posted right where they're already communicating.
That's crucial. Now, what about the back-end work, like actually setting up accounts?
And that's where the real technical power comes in. The system can provision user accounts and trigger webhooks.
Okay, webhooks. For anyone listening who might not be technical, what does that actually mean?
Think of it like an automated message. When a task is completed in the onboarding system, it can automatically send a signal to another piece of software, like your payroll system, to kick off the next step. No human needed.
So it allows it to work with hundreds of other products.
Exactly. It makes it super extendable. And there are two other key features for global teams.
Let's hear them.
First, it's multilingual. It supports English, Dutch, Portuguese, German, Turkey, French, Spanish, and Japanese.
Wow, okay.
And second, it handles time zones. You can adjust it for each new hire so they're not getting notifications in the middle of the night.
That's a small detail that makes a huge difference.
A huge difference.
So let's circle back to something you said at the beginning, that this is open source. For a listener who might not be a developer, what does open source, in this case licensed under AGPL v3, actually mean in terms of a real benefit?
It really boils down to three things: transparency, freedom, and privacy. The source code is public. It's on GitHub. I think it has over 800 stars right now.
Right.
But the key benefit for the user is control. You are free to host the system yourself and use your own providers, which means, and this is the important part, all your data stays with you.
So you have the option to deploy it on your own infrastructure, Docker, Heroku, whatever, or can they host it for you?
Exactly. The choice is yours. They provide professional hosting and paid support packages for guaranteed quick support, usually under a 2-hour response time.
Okay, so you get the balance.
You do. It's the balance between freedom and convenience for those who just don't want to manage the infrastructure themselves.
So we've seen that modern onboarding really needs to be structural and tailored.
Right, through things like sequences. And it has to be highly customizable and provide that administrative freedom, all while keeping the new hire from feeling totally overwhelmed.
So what does this all really mean for you, the person listening? It means that systems exist today that can turn a traditionally chaotic process into a predictable, motivating, and frankly, efficient journey.
And one that gives you significant control over your own data and customization.
Which brings us to our final thought. If employee onboarding is structured perfectly, if you eliminate the stress and the uncertainty from day one, how much faster does that new hire actually become productive?
That's the million-dollar question.
And maybe more importantly, how much does that ultimately impact talent retention? Something to think about.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive.
And a big thank you again to our supporter, SafeServer. They take care of hosting this kind of complex software and support your digital transformation needs. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de.